FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Sensual FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, not far from the North Pole, it's Baltic, at Broadhurst Park for National League North action. It's FC United of Manchester against Brackley Town. Ooh! Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be once again bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio. You can text Swampy, who's in Anouk in Brussels right this very second, or you can text us here in the stadium, 0161 850 1878. This is FC Live, hello! So, hello everybody, and welcome to a brand new era of FC Live. That's right, winter's here, and with it comes a new dawn, Paul.
And we don't mean Harry Winter.
Oh, no, because he's injured. But well played, sir, well played. So it's FC United against Brackley Town, the first game in charge for Neil Reynolds, although the non-league paper last week seemed to think he was in charge at Kidderminster.
I think it's great when you can rack up your first win, you're not even there, you're at another game.
That's yeah, getting good. Beat 4-0. Yeah. Weird. Anyway.
full credit for that.
But yeah, Neil Reynolds is here in his brand new suit with...
Has he got the logo?
Yep.
Very impressed.
Very sharp. Mm. Very sharp. And obviously, post-match, we'll have Neil Reynolds coming on for one more cup of coffee. But to more pressing matters, team news, and well, we knew... Willoughby had one more game left on his suspension. Chris Lynch is suspended today for being a naughty boy and collecting too many yellow cards.
Too many, yes, far too many.
And Harry Winter is injured. Some new signing straight in as well. Michael Potts, a new signing joining us from Bamber Bridge. And former QPR player Josh Wallin straight in as well.
This is a bit like rugby league. In rugby league, when in doubt, you go and sign an Aussie. And that's what we've gone and done.
Yes. Mike Potts, though, is not just straight in the team. He's straight in as captain.
Yeah, there's a message there.
There is a message.
The Bamber Bridge ethos is already going in, hasn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So, also new is going to be the formation. We believe he's going to be playing four defenders, two defensive midfielders, that's Potts and Wallin, and then three attacking midfielders, and one lone striker. The one lone striker today is Lewis Mansell, who's in the team. And supporting will be Elliot Samoes, who had a cracking game last week. Mike Donoghue, who had a cracking game last week. And goal-scoring hero, Jack Bannister.
I think one thing that we saw at Kidderminster last week was effort from all 11, and the press was superb. It was a collective press, and we want more of the same today to put up a Brackley side that I presume will want to play a bit of football. But if we don't let them, then we can start imposing ourselves on this game.
Absolutely. And it'd be interesting as well, because we've got two central midfielders there who've got a bit of pedigree about them. But I sound like a stuck record, because I've been saying this since pre-season. It's not a team that's played together before. I've said that in every game, I think, so far this season. in defence, Billy Priestley's back, which is a welcome return. But Cole Lonsdale, I think, had a belting game last week.
A bit unlucky not to be involved today at all.
Yes. We'll find out why shortly. But substitutes bench is Jan Palinkas, Theo Briley, Jamal Crawford, Bongwanga, and Jordan John Perrin, substitute goalkeeper. Roy's with us as well this afternoon. Hello, Roy.
Hello, Ben.
Brackley Town are a formidable side.
They are. They,
what are we expecting from them this afternoon?
They're pretty, to be honest, consistent in the way they apply themselves. They can mix it up regarding attacking forays, but they're always very solid and very disciplined. So I shouldn't imagine that they'll change that style of football, and it's up to us, I say us, FC United, to you know, make sure that they're in the fight all the time and competing for this ball.
Well, Neil Reynolds being introduced to the faithful here out on the pitch. And there he goes. A big afternoon for Neil Reynolds. We've known him for a fair few years now.
Yeah, we have,
and,
yeah.
It's a big leap, this, isn't it?
It is a big leap. I mean, the only thing that I can say, you know, is Neil's very enthusiastic. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And the game of football never really changes, including the shape of the ball. So, just do the simple things quickly. And don't mess about. Do your share of work. Put your commitment on the field. Don't leave anything in the changing room. And hopefully, you know, things work out.
Well, SC United are about to come onto the pitch. And I've already worked out my pronunciations. You'll be pleased to know. I won't drop you in it, Roy, and say you're going to read out the visitors this afternoon. Some very challenging names, which I've taken a run up at. But the teams are now coming out onto the pitch, and SC United against Brackley Town in the National League North. SC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, Roy Sewell, but first me. That's all for the podcast, by the way. It works so well. But yeah, let me give you the... Roy, you go with the home team and I'll be the visitors.
Okay. The FC United team, number one, Allinson. Number two, Senior. Number three, Thompson. Number four, Steve O'Halloran. Number five, Billy Priestley. Number six, Mike Potts, who is captain on his debut. Number seven is Elliot Simeyes. Number eight, Josh Wallen, another debutant. Number 9, Lewis Mansell. Number 10, Mike Donoghue. And number 11, Jack Bannister. The substitutes are number 12, Jan Palinkas. Number 14, Theo Briley. Number 15, Jamal Crawford. Number 16, Henry Bongwanga. And number 17, Jordan Perrin. Substitute goalkeeper.
Well, Brackley Town, and if you're listening for Brackley Town, you're more than welcome. Danny Lewis, Shepherd, Murrow and Bente. You having that?
I'll have that, yeah.
Murrow and Bente,
yeah.
Connor Franklin, Shane Byrne, Connor Hall, Gareth Dean, who's your captain, Glenn Walker, James Armson, Daniel Enty, Sean Jeffers and Adam Walker. Substitutes for Brackley Town, Matt Lowe, Ellis Miles, Luke Fairlam, Lee Endlove and Mark Noon. Paul, any bits of stats going into this game for the visitors or the home team?
Reigning FA Trophy holders and losers of the playoff final to Harrogate, they almost pulled off a very notable double last season, it has to be said, and they've been knocking on the door for promotion a while now. It's going to be a very tough game.
Well, it's also loads of games happening this afternoon. There's a chance, Paul, isn't there? There's a chance this afternoon that FC United, if results go our way, could be out the bottom three, but we could also be caught adrift.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge last week was playing the second place side, Kidderminster, and we knocked those off. Brackley here in fifth, another playoff place side. Who knows? We might be collecting a few scalps.
I think the thing is, though, you know, FC are well in touch with the teams above them. They've not been cut off, have they? And three wins on the bounce will sling you straight up into midfield, you know, mid-table areas. So,
we've seen that with Darlington, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't think there's any great worry at this moment in time. It's a matter of rolling your sleeves up and doing your bit of work on the field, you know, and leaving the field with empty tanks.
Certainly two home games, Saturday, Tuesday, offers us the chance to, say, get 4 points or six even.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Of course it does.
Well, FC United attacking the Lightbound Road in this first half, wearing red, white and black. Brackley Town all in yellow attacking the Lightbound Road, and we are underway here at Broadhurst Park. National League North action on a very, very Baltic Saturday afternoon in North Manchester, and it's a first touch of the game for Mike Potts in an FC United shirt. Forward the ball goes, helped on there by Donoghue, out of play. But it's a big game for Wallin and Potts this afternoon in central midfield, Roy.
Yep, and I was yawning then.
I do apologise.
Yeah, but yeah, it is a big game, and you know what, let's hope they keep the game simple don't make any silly errors, and don't get caught in possession. You know, let's pass that ball quickly and sweetly.
Well, Mansell keeps that ball in play, not far from the Bracker corner flag, but it's cleared by Dean, high in the air. Priestley wins that header, brought down by Potts, who plays it to Thompson. Thompson with a first-time pass. Samoes turns his back on the ball, but wins possession back. Thompson with a dink over the top there. Samoes can't win the header, and Brackley get the ball clear. And here's Brackley now on the attack with Armson. Armson plays the ball out to Jeffers on this right-hand side.
Back sticks open.
Jeffers goes one way, goes another, crosses the ball in. Cleared by O'Halloran, not the best of clearances. Breaks to Walker. Walker, though, facing the wrong way, has to play the ball back to Franklin. Brackley's left back, who comes forward with it. Out towards the left-hand side, the ball goes. Brackley looking a bit dangerous here in this opening couple of minutes of this game. In it comes, but Senior charges that down, out of play for a throw-in. And Brackley are awkwardly wearing all yellow and white numbers, which is, it's an absolute minefield this afternoon. There's no way I can read those numbers from this place. Here's Donoghue now on the edge of his own box, bringing the ball out for FC. Forward the ball goes to the halfway line to Mansell. Plays the ball backwards, and out of play it goes, just behind Bannister there. Bannister had a great game last week, Paul, didn't he?
Yeah, he just kept finding pockets of space, and it's good the way he takes players on. That's what we want to see.
Well, that's his forte, isn't it? You know, this, and you know, the lad can, has a little bit of pace, has a little bit of control about himself, and you know, hopefully he can use it well.
Allen's distribution there was a bit flaky. Out of play it goes. Probably said flaky there because Brackley are wearing what, all yellow. It looks like a flake wrapper. You have to take my word for that, Roy. I know you don't do chocolate. Here is.
No, I do fudge.
Nice ball played there by Byrne out towards the left hand side. And Brackley on the attack once again down that left hand side. But that's good defending there from Bannister. And now Bannister checks back. And back it goes. First touch for Josh Wallin. Wallin to Senior. Back to Wallin. Well into Potts, sold the ball a bit short there, and Brackley win the ball back, and it's now with Jeffers over on that left hand side. And through ball attempt there, but Potts was covering, and Potts heading to his own corner flag, plays the ball to Senior. Senior back inside to Wallin. Wallin, nice bit of play there between those three, finds Bannister. Bannister now to the halfway line. Couple of step overs there, keeps the ball in play. Good stuff there from Bannister. Bannister now down the right side, plays the ball in field to Donoghue.
Push it across
Donoghue
here.
On the edge of the box. Ball just gets stuck under his feet a bit, and a bit of a let off there for Brackley. But good play for FC down that right hand side there, Roy.
Yeah, Lewis Thompson was well unmarked at the back post here, and all they had to do was shift it from right to left. And I'll tell you what, he could have had one touch and then just crushed the ball, you know, goalwards.
Senior now gets the ball to Wallin. Wallin tries to switch play out to Samoes, but that's cut out well there. And now it's with Murrow and Bedzi. He plays the ball infield, and Brackley on the attack now. Here's Armson. Armson, nice turn, and plays the ball forward. That's good defending once again by O'Halloran. And Allenson clears his lines. Mansell's under it on the halfway line. Brings the ball down, finds Bannister. Bannister now with a long ball over the top for Donoghue to chase. That's going to be comfortable for Lewis in the Brackley goal.
Good body work there off Mansell, you know, defending the ball as it's dropping out the air, to be able to just touch it out there to towards Bannister. Done well.
And here's Adam Walker now, who's deep in his own half. Plays the ball out to Gareth Dean. Dean back in field it goes to Hall. Hall now back out to the left hand side to Franklin. Franklin moving forward with it to the halfway line. Forward the ball goes. Brackley with possession now over on that left-hand side. Here's Enty. Enty is held up well there, and the ball cleared by Senior. And Bannister now keeping the ball in play. Plays the ball in field to Wallin. Wallin's pass is cut out, though. And Brackley now back with possession midway into their own half. Still can't get over that bright yellow kit with white numbers. What am I meant to do, Roy?
Yeah, it just looks like a banana split with cream on the top of it, doesn't it?
So if you're listening from Brackley and I get people's names wrong, it's not my fault. Forget FC United's players' names wrong, it's not my fault either. I barely recognise any of them.
You can see the difference in the, you know, physical stature though between Brackley and FC United, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, we saw that with Kidderminster though, didn't we, Paul?
Strapping lads.
But we just ran round them last week. And Allenson with this free kick on the edge of his own box. High in the air, the ball goes. Mansell tries to win that header, but Dean is successful for Brackley. And Priestley's head is heads the ball out of play, and it's going to be a throw-in to be taken by Muran Bedzi.
You can spot him a mile away.
Well, it's throwing to them right in front of us here on the main stand side.
Yeah, doing matches his shirt.
I had blonde hair like that when I was in my youth.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Not far bright yellow.
Still got it. It's all down my back though.
Mine was deliberate.
Oh no, I was a natural blonde.
Throwing taken, headed clear there by Priestley. Second ball is going to get picked up here by Byrne. And towards the edge of SC United's penalty area, the ball goes. Thompson's clearance is charged down. And now, well, there was a bit of a lunge there from Donoghue. But
there was, you know, but I tell you what, they had a bit of momentum there. You know, a little bit of a 1-2 there, and they were in. I think the referee blew up a little bit too early there.
Well, 7 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. 0-0 the score. Free kick to Brackley. It's about 15 yards outside the penalty area, right of centre. Shane Byrne to take it.
Byrne on the ball, and Nuron Bedzi's free at this moment in time.
Byrne now steps up, lofts the ball out towards the left-hand side of FC Knight's penalty area. Headed clear there by Mansell, who's chasing that clearance and putting the pressure on. And the ball is now with Connor Hall, who manages to find a cross in, but it's charged down by Mansell, and it's a corner to Brackley with 8 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park.
Yep, looks like the set taker, Byrne, is on the corner again. And obviously, it looks as though to me they've got a little set play here. Let's hope we can defend it well.
Well, in it comes towards the near post there. It's flicked on there, cleared by Mansell on the back post. It's an important clearance from SC's number nine. Back to the halfway line it goes with possession now for Brackley. Back it goes to Danny Lewis in the Brackley goal, who takes a touch. But dangerous set piece there from Brackley from that corner, where SC United got the ball clear, and now it's back with Allenson in the SC goal.
Great recovery run off Glenn Walker, the number seven of Brackley, you know, to stop that play being worked into a very quick counter attack.
Potts with a lovely sweeping ball out to his left hand side. Thompson couldn't bring the ball down though, but the ball finds Priestley now. Priestley's touch is a heavy one, and he's pickpocketed. Ooh. And now Brackley are on the attack. It's with Armson. Armson crosses this ball in. It just beats the oncoming number 11, Adam Walker, there. I think O'Halloran had it covered anyway, and outplay goes for a goal kick. But living life on the edge there, I see.
Yeah, well, the break was down the right-hand side by number 9, Inti. And he passed it in, right in behind FC's back line. But the number 10, Jeffers, couldn't quite get onto the end of it. Luckily for the FC.
Well, it's 0-0 here, but at the Diva Stadium, it's Chester 1, Alfreton 1. So that goes raining in there. Here's Bannister now. Bannister finds Donoghue. Donoghue on the right-hand side of Brackley's box. Cross comes in, and it's a corner to FC United. Good bit of direct play there from FC.
Yeah, let's see if Neil Reynolds has been working on any FC set plays.
Well, it's Donoghue to take this. 9 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. Corner to FC over on the park side.
Big Priestley coming in.
In it comes, lofted in towards the 6 yard box. Priestley doesn't win that header, but the second ball finds Samoes. Samoes back to Senior. Senior with a wild effort into the trees on the Lightbound Road. And well, I'm sure there was a set place in there somewhere. Now, Paul, I've got a question to ask.
Yeah.
We had a tweet in last week from claiming that Kenneth Wolstenholme in the 1966 World Cup would call Samoes Samoes.
Well, he'd probably call him Simoes.
Name is Simoes.
Yeah. Which was the.
I've gone with the Broughton pronunciation, just Simoes.
He played in the 68 European Cup final against United, but he's no relation, obviously.
Well, we can always ask, he might be. Samoes did come from Benfica.
I think we would know about it if he was related.
Well, he might be downplaying it, you know. It's Shane Byrne now with this free kick, just in from the touchline here, about 15 yards or so inside FC United's half. In fact, it's going to be Dean to take it. Dean gets it back to Byrne. Byrne now back to the halfway line. It goes to Adam Walker. Walker now switches play out to the left-hand side with a nice pass there. And back it goes to into Brackley's half now. A bit of keep ball from the team in yellow. Hall with a long ball over the top, headed clear by O'Halloran. Second ball picked up now by Brackley.
There's the
right back's in loads of space here, and here is Muro and Bedzi. And he's looking a bit dangerous here. He's looking to take on Thompson. Crosses this ball in. Priestley doesn't defend it. Shot comes in. It's charged down. Thompson's still going to have to deal with that. It's not rolling out of play. And out of play goes for a throw-in. Burrow and Betsy there was in acres of space. Too much space, some would say. And a cross comes in towards the near post. Priestley clears it again. Brackley looking very dangerous here. Headed clear there by Wallen. And into the penalty area it goes, and O'Halloran gets it clear, but it's a bit of a siege all of a sudden here for the team in yellow, and that's good defending there from Potts. And Samoes brings the ball out, nice pass inside.
Switch it again.
Donoghue moving forward, can he find Bannister? There wasn't enough weight on that pass, but that was the right ball. It was a couple of seconds too late though.
Didn't spot him early enough. Yeah, that was a problem. He had his head down.
And Senior there taking one for the team, but we don't want our fullbacks on yellow cards at this stage, because at the moment Brackley looking dangerous out on the flanks.
They're definitely upping the ante a little bit here, and really good delivery there by Nuran Bedzi into the box. A little bit of panic. Two times O'Halloran got a clearance on it, but didn't get a lot of distance, and it came back into the box again. As it is, it's a free kick now out on the left for Brackley,
and it's in a very dangerous position. There's 12 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. Free kick, it's going to be an in-swinger from about 3 or 4 yards in from the touchline.
Burns on it again
over on the left hand side. Burn, in it comes towards the near post area, and there looked like a handball in there from a Brackley player, but it's eventually cleared there by Wallen on his far as the halfway line, straight back over the top. Priest is under it, he leaves it for Allinson, and Allinson retains possession for the team in red. Allinson had a very good game last week, didn't he, Paul?
Certainly in the closing stages he made a couple of saves that made all the difference.
Allinson distributes it now forward. Mansell's under it, doesn't win the header. Second ball won by Potts, but the third ball's picked up by Brackley. O'Halloran though, bit of head tennis going on in the centre circle at the moment between the two teams. At some stage someone might bring up the control, and in this case it's the referee. Free kick.
Yeah, free kick on Armson.
And Stockport County 0, Nuneaton 1, the latest score there, Edgeley Park.
Could be a pivotal game for both clubs.
All kinds of stuff going on at Nuneaton at the moment. Free kick taken, and Muran Beds is there. Again, he's proving to be very dangerous over on that right-hand side. He's not your typical right wing back.
No, he's certainly having a little dabble in. He's a fairly big structure to him as well, isn't there? In fact, I said it before, Brackley are a big side.
Well, it's a throw-in to Brackley. It's 18 yards from the FC United corner flag on this main stand side. Muro and Beds is there taking it. He's looking for options, and he finds a willing player, and out towards the touchline, the byline he goes, crosses that ball in. It's a turn.
Play.
Bit too easy, that, from Armson. But Allinson retrieves possession for FC United and clears the ball first time. FC looking to launch a bit of a counter attack here. Here's Potts now, FC United's captain, on his debut. Potts now out to his left hand side, finds Thompson. Thompson attempted a ball there to find Samoes, but it was never going to reach him, and out of play it goes. Good hands there from one of the coaching staff at Brackley. I recognise him. Yeah. Anyway, Lewis Thompson to take this. It's about 10 yards inside Brackley's half on this left-hand side. Samoes can't win the ball, and now Brackley bring the ball out with Walker. Walker out to the left-hand side. And here's Franklin now. Franklin plays the ball back to Connor Hall. Hall to Dean. Dean plays it into Byrne, and good pressing there from Wallen, but Brackley keep the ball midway in their own half. Still with possession, Gareth Dean now, Brackley's captain, and out towards his right hand side now with Muro and Bedzi. Back it goes into Brackley's half again. Not frightened to pass the ball about, are they, in their own half?
Shane Burns, the playmaker for them, is just sitting in there. He takes all the set plays, so obviously a lot revolves around him. Need to pay a little bit more closer attention to him.
Brackley there passing the ball about, trying to bring FC United forward a bit.
And Priestley cuts that ball out, plays it to O'Halloran on the edge of his own box, who plays a nice ball there to find Wallen. Wallen now facing out to his left-hand side, finds Thompson on this near touchline. Thompson now bringing it over the halfway line for FC United. Thompson, infield, nice dummy there by Samos. Nice pass back to Samos from Mansell. And referee's brought it back for a free kick on Mansell.
Yeah, had a little nibble at...
strange decision, Samos, though, because it looked like we were about to cross that ball in there. But nice play between Samos, Mansell and Thompson on this left-hand side. It's a free kick, though. 16 minutes on the clock at Broadhurst Park. And it's going to be Donoghue to take this. About 10 yards in from the touchline and about 10 yards out from the penalty area. So this ball's going straight towards the back post area. Donoghue to take this.
Again, Priestley's not being marked too closely.
Oh, he plays
there.
It short. Finds Thompson. And the overlap's on from Donoghue. Thompson keeps the ball. Crosses this ball in. It's just over the head of O'Halloran. Is it going to get to Bannister? No, it's taken off his foot. And now Potts with possession. Potts now over on the right-hand side. Still with the ball. Crosses that ball in. Deflects. Finds Donoghue. Donoghue with an overhead kick. Very ambitious from there. Goes narrowly wide. But the first real opportunity there for SC.
Yeah, and it was created by a nice little dummy run by Potts that created the cross off him. It was eluded by the Brackley defence and fell to Donoghue facing away from goal, and he managed to get a overhead kick in that just went round the post.
Goals flying in left, right and centre now in the National League North. Altrincham are 1-0 up against Ashton United. Should say wish Scott Kay all the best with his new club. And Leamington 0, Darlington 1. There's a late score there in the Midlands. Goal kick taken. Priestley doesn't win that header, and now Brackley on the attack here with Jeffers. Well, that's good defending there from Priestley, and O'Halloran gets the ball clear.
Ball,
but now Brackley back with possession with Byrne. Byrne's ball is a bit behind Franklin, but he keeps the ball in play. And Franklin now bringing the ball over the halfway line, carries his run forward, and now it's with Enty over on that left-hand side, and O'Halloran puts out a play for a throw-in, although he contests that, but referee gives the throw-in to Brackley, 18 yards or so from the FC United corner flag over on the park side.
Yep, got a couple of big lads in the box there waiting for it.
Here's Enty now by FC United's corner flag for the team in yellow. Plays the ball back. It's now with Walker. Walker now on his right foot comes back inside with it and finds Byrne. Byrne being put under pressure here by Donoghue, but Byrne does well and turns and beats one challenge, beats the second.
Ooh.
Referee's far too quick to bring the ball back, isn't it?
It is. It's the third time he's done it as well, to be honest.
There's advantage to be played there on three separate occasions. Referee just needs to cool it a bit, I think.
Yeah, just let the game do the talking instead of his bloody whistle.
Just to say, it is Halloween, but that whistle is not yet blooded, just to say. Free kick, midway into FC United's half. Lofted into FC United's penalty area. Header one, into the six-yard box it goes, but Priestley clears it and finds Bannister. Bannister to Donoghue. Donoghue now marching forward over the halfway line he goes. Been a bit swamped though by yellow shirts.
Switches on.
Here's Thompson now. Thompson facing the wrong way. Has to play the ball back to Allenson. Was pushing the back though by Hall as he did that, which means the back pass wasn't the best, but Allenson gets the ball clear. Priestley wins the header. Towards Samoes the ball goes. And out of play for a throw into SC United in front of the home dugout. Thompson takes it. Potts back to Thompson. Back to Potts. Potts now plays it to O'Halloran, who's in field with it. O'Halloran facing out the right-hand side, finds Senior. Senior now with a ball over the top, finds Bannister. Nice ball from Senior. Bannister brings the ball under control. Heading towards the byline now, crosses that ball into the back post. What a ball for Bannister, but just beyond Donoghue. And out of play for a throw into Brackley.
Yeah. Good little build-up play there. Potts again involved in it, switching the play from left to right. Found Bannister with a great pass inside the full-back. And Bannister, a great delivery, but no one on the back post area.
So we're 20 minutes in, and I know the Kidderminster Forum is saying FC United aren't bottom of the league, but we don't look like a team bottom of the league at the moment, Paul.
We don't.
I know I'm jinxing it there, but I've got to say it as I see it.
No, we're definitely in this game, and although Brackley do look very hurtful on their attacks, their counter-attacks.
Good stuff there from Samoes. Samoes dispossesses Rua and Bedsey, but the ball is won back there. And out of play it goes for throwing to FC. Sorry, Roy.
Yeah, FC are well in it. The main man, I keep saying it, is that Shane Byrne. you know, is a little bit of quality in that midfield area.
Alfreton now 2-1 up against Chester at the Diva. Muro Bedzi now with this throw in down the right hand side, the ball goes. Priestley wins that header. Second ball finds Armson, who plays the ball over the top there for Enty to chase, and it's cleared. Only as far as Mbedze, but it's good
well
stuff
done
once again from Samoes. Samoes being pulled back there, and it's going to be a free kick. Good stuff there from FC United's Portuguese youngster.
I think the manager gave him some encouragement there as well.
Well, there's a heckle there, and for once I agree with that heckler.
It's interesting, we've had two crosses in the box that Brackley have not dealt with very well.
Yeah, and good crosses as well. Allinson now with possession, just outside his area. And that's a loose pass there, finds Enter. But Priestley recovers the possession for FC United. And here's Thompson now. Thompson to Samoes. Samoes playing the ball backwards, finds Potts. Potts loses out though there, and the ball cleared. Priest is going to win that header and finds Samoes. Samoes passes the short one. And here's Dean bringing the ball clear.
Yes.
Thompson fouled Dean there. Free kick on the halfway line to Brackley.
Yeah, pulled him back as his momentum was going forward, and right in front of the referee, simple job for him.
And it's going to be Dean to take it. He plays the ball back to Hall. Hall out to Franklin. Franklin now over the halfway line on the left hand side. Gets the ball back, and once again Brackley doing that thing of trying to draw FC United forward. Not that we're playing defensive, but
no, they're just switching play, trying to shift them around, trying to find the little gaps to exploit on counter attack.
O'Halloran wins that header, and Bannister's pickpocketed there, and now
well done.
Brackley on the attack on the left hand side. Forward it goes to Enty. Enty shields that ball well, and now out to the left hand side to Walker. Walker now. Is he going to head to the byline? He's got Senior in front of him. Senior, good defending there from FC's right back. And out of play it goes for a throw-in. Throw-in taken. Enty now on the edge of FC United's penalty area. Launches the shot. Mm. Very ambitious from there. Straight into the SMRE. Oh, coffee, one sugar, please.
That wasn't for the listener, by the way.
With dairy, please. I'm not the other guy. With milk, thank you. I think Swamp is back in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh,
not in time for Blythe though, Paul. Just me and you for that one.
Yeah, that's a familiar style, though, isn't it? You know. Wrap up warm.
Oh God, it's going to be freezing if it's cold down here. What's it going to be like at Croft Park? Here's O'Halloran now. Finds Potts. Potts out to Senior. Senior now launches the ball down the right hand side for Mansell to chase. Cleared by Franklin and picked up by Walker now. Franklin clears it, hits Bannister out of play for a throw-in. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this afternoon at FC UM Radio on Twitter. We're also perusing the Soldiers One forum. 24 minutes on the clock here. FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. 0-0 the score. Neil Reynolds' first game in charge as FC United manager.
And quite an even affair, to be honest, Ben. You know, both teams are showing little signs of creation, but it's a midfield battle, isn't it, at this moment in time?
Good quick pass in there midfield, and Samoes brings the ball out, plays the ball forward to Mansell. Mansell putting the pressure on there with Donoghue as support, but Lewis clears it. We've seen that a couple of times from FC United, the quick passing in midfield, and it's good to see that. And that's a nice little layoff there by Donoghue to find Samoes. Samoes lining up a shot straight at the goalkeeper with a big sting in the tail, that shot.
Yeah, it had a little bit of a clout. He was moving onto it, his mold. Body momentum was going forward, and it just sat up nice for him to strike from about 30 yards. Goalkeeper couldn't hold it, and to be honest, spilled it. And we have said previously that he hasn't looked really comfort on the crosses that have come in.
Well, it's a throw in to FC United, to Brackley rather, not midway into FC United's half. Muro and Bedzi to take it.
Going over the centre of midfield if he doesn't watch it.
Throwing taken. Brought under control. Back to the right back it goes. He does well. And now still with possession. Beats Samoes now. Samoes can't. He's out of position there. Cross comes in. And well, that header from Priestley was a brave one. And he was clobbered in the head.
It wasn't a free kick though, was it?
Well, he put his head there. He's diving header,
down,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Like a foot off the floor.
We can have a lot of free kicks in this game.
How many have we had so far, Paul?
We've had 10 up to now in 25 minutes.
Red or yellow?
It's 4 to us, 6 to them at the moment.
Right.
But it's not really been that kind of game, to be honest.
And it's, to be honest, the score's replicating the game, isn't it? You know, it's pretty well near on even.
Allinson with this free kick. Forward it goes. Mansell wins the header. Out of play it goes. It's going to be a throw in. Bedsy there takes it and clears. You know what? I'm going to shorten his name to Mbedza, if that's all right, if everyone at home.
Will it be Z at the end?
It's just taking up half the commentary at the moment. It's just, you know, and he's touching the ball so many times.
You could call him the Shepherd.
That's how he's playing, isn't it? Very influential from the right wing back. That ball bounces there. Potts handballed it, but referee didn't see it that way. Play continues. O'Halloran now bringing the ball out. Out to the right hand side. Finds Senior. Senior forward. Mansell's pushing the back there. And for once, the referee's whistle's gone missing. I can't believe it. Anyway, out to his right hand side now with Mbedzi. Mbedzi now. Checks in field with it. It's got Somoza company, and back it goes to Byrne. And Byrne gives the ball away. Somoza picks up the ball now. Somoza finds Bannister. Bannister over the halfway line on the right hand side. Checks back. Infield it comes. Wallen finds Potts. Potts now on the halfway line, looking out towards the right hand side. Still with possession. Chipped over the top there. Is he going to get to Donoghue? Nearly does, but cleared. Only as far as Wallen. Wallen now out to Thompson. Thompson just miscontrolled it, but keeps the ball in play. Thompson crosses this ball in towards Mansell. Mansell wins the header, but no one's going to get to that second ball in the red shirt. It's cleared. But Potts finds Senior. Senior can't bring it under control, and it's cleared. High in the air it goes as the sun comes out. And a load of people in Moston go, what is this mythical light in the sky? Priestley now. Over the top it goes towards Donoghue, but that's nice defending there from Franklin. Yeah,
safety first. Well done.
Well, Chester 1, Alfreton 2. Alfreton now down to 10 men. Seen a lot of sendings off, not just from FC United this season.
And of course, they're here on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Commentary, of course, here on FC Radio and on North Manchester FM. So if you come in, Roy, watch your language.
Here's Donoghue.
Donoghue now plays the ball forward there for Mansell to chase, but it's covered well by Connor Hall. And out of play it goes for a throw in to FC United. We've seen a lot more of the ball in the last 5 minutes. O'Halloran now finds Senior. Senior. Couple of yards inside Brackley's half. It's a nothing ball that, but it's cleared on as far as Wallen. Wallen plays the ball back to Senior. Senior facing his goalkeeper has to play the ball back to Lloyd Allinson, who clears it first time with a high ball out to his left hand side. Thompson flicks the ball on there. Somoz keeps that ball in play. A nice bit of a trick there, but it's read by Dean and it's cleared by Hall. Priestley wins the header. And that ball's going to find Donoghue. Donoghue now, charging forward. He's got Somoza for company. Somoza on the left-hand side of the box. Crosses the ball in. It's defended, but only just an out of play for a corner. Good stuff there from FC.
Well, as the ball came into the six-yard box, Dean, one of the centre-backs, turned and smacked the ball right against one of his own players, Walker, Andy Walker, and the ball's gone out for a corner now for FC to take. And the big lads are coming up again, Priestley.
29 minutes on the clock here, corner to FC United from this main stand side. It's an in-swinger from Donoghue. He's looking for options. He's waiting, taking his time with this corner. Training ground move coming up, I think. In it comes from Donoghue towards the back post area. Oh. And, well, the ball's headed clear, only as far as Potts. Potts with a shot.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. What a goal from FC United. Debutant midfield captain Mike Potts.
I tell you what, he picked that out there. He just got it on the edge of the box, right footed, just looked up, saw the channel for himself to smack it into, and he just curled it in to the goalkeeper's left hand post, about 3 foot off the ground.
Now, Roy, I'm going to ask you a question now.
Go ahead.
On the training ground pitch, have you ever devised a corner which is just harmlessly lofted in for a pointless headed clearance and to a midfielder who's in loads of space to do that kind of thing? Because that almost looked deliberate.
There's no way that was deliberate.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was definitely a messed up set play, that. because the lad that it came to was a Brackley lad all on his own, and he had no need. He could have just brought it down on his chest and then hoofed it clear, but he headed it out to Potts, and you know, enough said. 1-0 FC.
Wow, I actually thought Potts was having an average game up to that point. That was a great goal.
He's done quite well, him, all the way round. I feel that he's FC's Brackley's Burn, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, here is Brackley now on the attack. Cross comes in, charged down. It's a corner to Brackley. We have to remember, FC United are in the relegation zone for a reason, and Brackley in the playoff spots for a reason. So Brackley, a very dangerous side. 31 minutes on the clock, and it's going to be a corner to Brackley from the park side.
And this will be a definite set play from the training ground. They look well organised at these set plays.
FC United currently leading by 1-0 here at Broadhurst. In it comes. Allens has got to deal with it, yeah, and does well. Good hands from FC United's number one, who clears it out towards Samoes, and it's one bounce, and Samoes wins the header and finds Bannister, who's running forward. Bannister now is in space over on this left hand side. Cross comes into the back post. Is Samoes going to get to it? No, it's just beyond him, and it's with Glenn Walker, who keeps the ball in play over by the corner flag, and he gets the ball clear. But FC United looking very dangerous on the counter attack. Here's Enty now, and well, here's Brackley on the attack, and Armstrong judged offside late in the day.
I'm not sure it was. That wasn't offside. It didn't look anywhere near offside.
No. Certainly got one there.
Who's complaining?
Dowardson now 2-0 up against Leamington.
The game's bent, lads. Game's bent. No.
Well, everyone in this main stand, for once, in a bit of solidarity with the visitors, go, nah, that one offside. It's O'Halloran to Potts. Potts out towards the right hand side now, finds Senior. Senior back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran, who's in team of the week in the non-league paper last week for the National League North, and your man of the match the week before.
He was, well, to be honest, he's my man of the match in both games.
Well, here's Senior, back it goes to Potts on the halfway line. Potts now bringing the ball into Brackley's half, finds Mansell, who's come deep for it. Back it goes to Wallen, to Potts. Potts to O'Halloran. O'Halloran on the right hand side now. Back to Potts, who's come deep for it. Just inside FC United's half now, looking out towards his left hand side. Finds Thompson. Thompson brings the ball down. Thompson finds Wallen. Wallen with a first time pass over the top there. Good control from Bannister. And Bedsey heads the ball out, and it's a throw in to FC United, which Thompson takes quickly. Referee says play on.
Well, FC are in possession, aren't they?
And there's Senior. Senior plays the ball square to Potts. Potts now, once again, looking at his left-hand side. FC got numbers out on this left-hand side. One of them's Thompson. Bannister's for support. Thompson keeps the ball. Crosses charge down. It's a throw-in. But good stuff in this opening 34 minutes from FC United. They're 1-0 up here at Broadhurst Park. Thompson to take this throw-in. Throw in taken. Here's Bannister. Back to Thompson. And Wallen there finds Bannister. Bannister to Potts. Potts to Priestley. Priestley have a ball over the top there. And Bedsey's under it and clears it. Just beyond Bannister. Potts wins that tackle. And the referee's. Once again, Brackley are on the attack. There's no reason to bring that ball back for a free kick. But it's a free kick nonetheless. It's going to be Gareth Dean. Archer leaves it for the goalkeeper, Dennis Lewis, as the atmosphere goes up here at Broadhurst Park. Lewis takes it out towards the left-hand side. The ball goes. Here's Walker now. Plays the ball square to Shane Byrne. Byrne lofts it back out towards that left-hand side, and offside given. Offside. Shouldn't be offside there. He's got the whole line to look at.
Armson of Brackley just questioned the referee as regards, like, you know, that free kick being given away when they're actually in the ascendancy, have possession of the ball, and he blows it up for the fourth time while the advantage is taken away from the team in possession.
It's a free kick 5 yards outside your penalty area.
Silly.
Speaking of which, free kick for FC United 5 yards out of the penalty area. Played forward, Mansell chests that ball down and finds Donoghue. Donoghue back heel there to try and find Mansell, but it's picked off there by the Brackley midfield.
Well done,
and that's a nice bit of play there from Jeffers, and Jeffers release Mbedzi now, but Priestley clears it up, finds Allinson, and Allinson clears his lines, headed back there from Byrne, and there is Mbedzi now, and Thompson just,
well
just takes the ball away from him. Thompson now, he's tackled by Byrne, and out of play it goes for a throw-in just in front of the home dugout here to FC United.
Well done.
Throw-in taken. Wallen gives the ball back to Thompson, back to Wallen, back to Thompson.
Switch it.
Thompson now plays the ball infield, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran now to Potts. Potts for a first time pass towards Bannister. Bannister's strength there nearly wins the ball, but Franklin wins it instead. And now Brackley on the attack, and it's with Jeffers. Jeffers first touch is a bit heavy though, and that allows Senior to cover and clear it.
Yeah, a little bit of first aid work there off Senior, because he was just about, Jeffers was just about to whack that ball there with his left foot, and Senior just came in and scooped it with no sort of finesse at all, straight out of play.
Alex says, it sounds as though the team are playing much better again. I appreciate that it might be the new manager effect. Great commentary as always. Let's hope we have started to turn the corner. I've got to say, I think we have. But
we've matched Brackley so far.
Yeah. Thompson with this throw-in. Headed high in the air there. But Byrne wins the header, but it's cleared by Thompson. Anywhere will do, and it finds Bannister. Bannister midway in his own half, plays the ball back to Senior. Senior with a high ball forward towards Mansell, hauls under it. Second ball picked up by Samoes. Samoes can't bring it under control though, and it's cleared. And Jeffers is putting the pressure on, but Priestley wins that battle. And here's Thompson now over the halfway line for FC. Still going forward. Infield, oh, it's just under the foot of Samoes. That was a lovely ball, that from Thompson.
It was a great recovery run though by Andy Walker. In fact, they've got a really good work ethic here at Brackley, because Glenn Walker and Andy Walker, the two flank men.
Adam, don't say Andy.
Adam, yeah, as well.
Don't bring him up.
Okay, sorry about that. Adam, you know what it was? Eh? My charging lead here was over.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise.
And I couldn't quite see, you see, that's what it was. Not making excuses.
No, it's fine. I'll move that charger there. There we go. It's out of the way. Free kick to Brackley. We've played 38 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. And it's 0-0. 1-0 to FC United. This lead creating havoc here. Do you want those crisps now? Blow my neck. Producing, commentating, presenting, and fathering. Who knew? Anyway, out on the left hand side now, it's with Walker. Walker with a step over and out. Towards the byline he goes, but checks back just before the corner flag, plays the ball back, cross comes in by Franklin. It's a good cross, but Priestley wins the header.
Great defensive header under a lot of pressure as well.
And Bannister wins a throw in much to the chagrin of Walker over on that far side.
Yeah, he's a little bit upset there, isn't he?
Well, it's a throw-in to FC United, 18 yards or so from their own corner flag. Are you sure that guy with the off-mic comments isn't Swamper? Are you for real? If Swampy was here, you wouldn't be able to get him off the microphone properly.
The referee's dealing with some dissent here from the Brackley players.
He is. He's asking the captain to come in, and it was down to that decision again. But also, you know, let's be right. I mean, he's made some decisions here in this game where he's just stopped the flow of the game completely, and the players are a little bit rattled on it.
I have to give credit to Roy for marking the referee's card before the kickoff.
Is that exactly what you said he would be like? Well, there's a goal gone in at Telford 0 York 1, latest score there. And the ball is now with Danny Lewis in the Brackley goal, just outside his penalty area. He's looking to play this ball out towards the left-hand side, towards Walker, who wins that header there. And O'Halloran picks up the second ball, gets it to Bannister. Bannister now in from the touchline, does well there, finds Potts. Potts just about brings that ball under control and now plays the ball forward. Mansell there, is he going to get to that ball? He goes down a bit too easy there, and a throw-in won there by Brackley. And it's taken quickly by Hall, who gets it to Dean.
Potts got himself out of a little bit of schnuck there with a nice little bit of skill and a quick pass down that flank line, so done very, very well there.
Jeffers to Mbedzi, and now back infield it goes to Dean. And now here's Franklin. Actually, Franklin's over on the left-hand side, isn't he? I've had to force myself to memorise faces rather than numbers this afternoon.
I go off
body shape.
Yeah, I do, always, and the style of the run.
Well, here's Bannister now, and he's brought down. It's going to be a free kick there to FC United, just inside their own half. Leamington now down to 10 men. 2-0 down at home to Darlington. There has been a lot of red. There were only three red cards last Saturday in the National League.
Three here and
no, that was the week before. I know there's three just in our game the week earlier. But here's O'Halloran now, midway into his own half, plays the ball square to Priestley. Priestley now looking to play a ball down this left-hand channel for Thompson to chase, and Bedze's covering it. And Thompson, pushing the bat there.
The free kick, which he was playing for. To be honest, you know, you talk about the sending offs and the red cards. A lot of it for me is just down to football management. You know, the referees, if they want to go to the law of the game, you know, they'll be sending them off week in and week out. If they do football management and talk to the lad, then the next incident is down to the lad, isn't it? You know, rather than the referee. And I just feel that they're a little bit quick on the uptake to brandish the cards.
I think there's too many cheap yellow cards around at the moment, and that contributes to the reds.
But again, that's, you know, Paul, that's down to football management, isn't it?
But it's partly refereeing as well, isn't it?
The referees need to show a little bit of common sense rather than just going to the law of the book, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a free kick.
It's interpretations.
It's a free kick now to FC United, taken by Allinson. Forward it goes. Wallen doesn't win the header, but the second ball is picked up by Potts on the halfway line. Forward it goes, down the right-hand side for Bannister to chase. He's putting the pressure on Franklin by Brackley's corner flag, who slices his clearance, and into Broadhurst Park the ball goes. It's going to be a throw-in to FC United, 18 yards or so from Brackley's corner flag, over on that right-hand side. Senior to take it. Got 2 minutes left to play of normal time here. 1-0 the score if you're just joining us, to FC United. A lot of information there in that sentence I just provided. Sorry.
I think the new manager will be delighted with the first half so far.
Big time. Well, Senior to take this throw-in. Bannister comes short for it. Bannister turns. Bannister still with possession now along the 18-yard box. Checks back. And he lines up a shot. Ooh. And over it goes.
Yeah,
should say Brackley have brought some away supporters this afternoon. Well, sometimes, where are they all?
They're recovering from jet lag.
There it is, are a long way to go.
There they are, behind the goal, them three.
We're having this discussion on the shindig this morning. It's just some of the teams, it's too far.
I thought they had a few fans sprinkled around the ground, and then I realised it's MIVs on the security guy.
Here's O'Halloran now, over on the right hand side, plays the ball forward. Is Donoghue going to get to that ball? He is. Donoghue brings the ball under control for FC United. Back it goes to Potts. Potts looking out towards his left hand side. Good sweeping ball. Finds Thompson. Thompson now, midway into Brackley's half on this left hand touchline. To Wallen. Wallen with a first time pass. Finds Samoes. Samoes now, he's infield. Looking out towards the right. Finds Senior, but he was far too close to Jeffers.
Just the wrong application there. Should have just chipped it straight over the top of him, instead of trying to thread it through a little gap that wasn't capable of.
O'Halloran wins that header, and Priestley heads the ball back to Allinson. So into the last minute here of normal time. And Allinson in no hurry. Rolls the ball out. He's looking to clear the ball forward. FC United's attacking threat over on that right hand side now. Mansell doesn't win that header, but the defender does, and he nearly finds Bannister. And here's Walker now, plays the ball over the top. O'Halloran's covering. O'Halloran plays the ball back to Allinson. Allinson doesn't take a touch and just clears it. And Hall wins that header, and is it going to get to Thompson?
50-50.
It is a 50-50.
Well done, you two.
And no one lunged in. It was referee. Just interfering where we're just seeing a 50-50 that was well contested.
Yeah.
And then he gives a free kick for that. It's just,
and I like it, you know, the two lads were just concentrating on the ball rather than one another, and the pair of them met the ball.
Well, it's a free kick to Brackley just inside their own half. So an opportunity here in this dying embers of this first half to launch the ball towards FC United's penalty area. And it's going to be Connor Hall to take this. Hall takes it. High in the air it goes. Header one there. And the second ball picked up by Preece, who heads it clear. But Brackley still in the ascendancy now. But can FC United get the ball back? No. It's with Hall. Hall now. Back it goes. Finds Byrne. Byrne now out to this right-hand side to Mbedzi. Mbedzi now. Looking to take on Bannister. But Bannister's staying on his feet. And he leaves the ball behind. And now Wallin brings the ball out. Here's Wallin now. He's got three options forward. One of them is Mansell. Mansell now. Got two players either side of him, but Mansell's heading out to that right hand side. Finds Samoes. Samoes now. Looking dangerous, looking threatening. And he gives a free kick away. And half time. 1-0 to FC United. And the referee ending the half as he's refereed it throughout.
Yeah, with a bit of embarrassment. Yes.
But 1-0 the score, Roy. What do you make of that?
I think it was a very even game. And I think it just took a little bit of genius from who I consider running as man of the match to Byrne from Brackley in Michael Potts. I thought he had a look, the ball came out to him on the edge of the box, possibly more, maybe 30 yards out, saw the gap and the channel straight down the post and whacked it right footed with a little bit of curl and a lot of method into the goal area.
Well, half time here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United and Manchester 1, Brackley 0. And coming up shortly is the half time thoughts of Mr. Woodzo.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinny.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost Drive today. Thank you.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. FC United and Manchester 1-0 up here against Brackley. FC Live, of course, brought to you by constructivecoding.com. And you lovely people there, aren't you, Armour? The Pet Shop Boys in years.
Oh,
and
Woodzo
joins us now.
Hello. Oh, there you
hello.
Are.
How
there
are you?
I'm very good. I'm liking the Pet Shop Boys. I do like a bit of pet. Actually, no, but I won't say that.
just a bit of housekeeping just before. A couple of parish notices.
I'll make something.
Just before we get to Woodzo's halftime thoughts. Seoul against racism. Oh. Seoul night next week at Broadhurst Park, Saturday the 3rd of November. Tickets are on sale now if you're listening to us at Broadhurst Park in the stadium, which I know some of you do.
Really?
Or on Tuesday night, tickets are also available. Or you can come in person Saturday, 6:30 p.m. till late next Saturday. Seoul against racism here at Broadhurst Park. And also, the AGM is coming up in November, and if you intend to vote or do anything of note,
hey, don't forget to
you have to become
float.
You have to become a member by Monday afternoon. 12 noon is your deadline.
Is Swampy a member?
Yeah,
well... Allegedly not, by the looks of it.
Yeah. I think someone made the mistake I made, which was, I'm pretty sure I ticked, yes, take the money out of my account next year as well. Anyway, Woodzo's here.
Hello, Benzo.
What do you make of that half?
Huzo.
What do you make of that half?
It's not exactly an exciting, flowing game of football, but we've done all right. I've quite enjoyed it in itself. I think the only minus point for me has been that he's got better. I mean, Allington's distribution the first half of that half, he was all over the shop.
It was a bit...
It was bizarre.
A bit roper.
But yeah, he's been fine.
We're playing a team who's challenging for promotion, has done for the last couple of seasons.
Always struggle against them, don't we?
They've been to Wembley, which we never have.
I've been plenty of times.
We're playing like a team who should be at least challenging towards the playoff positions the way we played this afternoon.
I agree with that.
I think it's an easy game, this. As a manager, you come in, you bring a player in, make him captain, you string your team out, and he scores from distance, and you think, well, no problem, this is it.
Well, can I ask you both a question?
You can.
Because I suggested that all that was part of a training ground move.
It was such a rubbish cross. Yeah, it was an awful corner, but he peeled off as if he was expecting it.
It was almost and you know, when you play Sunday League and stuff, and you're defender and you're practicing how to head the ball, you launch balls like that
forward, absolutely, for those
defenders to head the ball clear, and it looked like Potts was ready for that clearance header.
It's like you aim for a defender who you know is going to clear it badly
straight to you. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I just noticed a few things which have, you know, before the game, the drills they were doing were completely different. There were different kind of drills. There was one where we sort of started one side of the pitch and played it in and then crossed it in. And there's no pressure on the ball, but it's different than the normal one of shooting into that goal where one person just lays it off and they come in. It's just little things like that. Yeah, I mean, it's not been flowing. It's not been as good as last week, for argument's sake. But we're playing a different team. We're playing
a team
around allowing us to play like that.
We're always seem to be one pass away from a glorious goal being created. It's just not quite come together yet. But Donoghue, Bannister, Samoes have hit the ground where they left off last week.
The other thing we're just talking about, Elliot, there, the only problem with Samoes at times is possibly he doesn't fully believe in his own ability.
I always think he's planning two steps ahead.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
But he's got Veron syndrome, hasn't he?
Maybe. I mean, there was a moment just before I came up there where he moved inside really well. He picked the ball up. He did well to come inside, beat a man, and then he looked to play what looked like a fairly straightforward ball out to the wing. And he went. It was almost as if he backed himself to get the ball and beat the player, and then didn't back himself to actually put the pass in.
But we also have to remember Kurt Willoughby's been sidelined for some weeks.
Yep.
Bring him back into this forward line.
Well, could he get in at the moment?
Well, but I think he will.
Yes.
Who would you drop? Mansell?
Mansell, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mansell is a number 10 in a two. He's not...
Can we just mention a bit more about Elliot Samoes? Because we've got to remember...
Why this fella?
No, I'm just something popped into my head, which I was meaning to say during the commentary. We saw him debut towards the end of last season when we were safe. And, you know, in the youth team, we saw him every week score four or five goals. In the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see that Samoes. And it's like, that's a big step up he's made in such a short length of time.
Yeah, of course he is. And I agree. And, you know, he is starting to show what we know he can do. But maybe he's just missing a little bit of belief. But, you know, going back to what you said about Willoughby, will he get back? Well, he will. I mean, Mansell... He's not our player.
He's not our player, but
he's not the player to play. In my view, he's not got the presence to play as a one like that. He'd be one of the three, if you like. It'd be behind the striker to create. But I think the three we've got at the moment are playing well enough that they'll be in. So that'll be interesting on Tuesday.
Let me talk about the two midfield debutants this afternoon. Mike Potts, start as you mean to go on, I suppose. In you go, captain. Josh Wallin, they've been playing that defensive midfield role. What have you made of him?
Potts has got a great range of passing, certainly. And he's got the experience to switch it at the right times.
I think it's going to take him a better time to get used to this level of football. I think I'm going to use the word struggled. And that when you use the word struggle in football, it makes it sound like people are having bad games. And they're not having bad games. But you can see they're getting caught a couple of times on the ball because they're probably used to having a bit more time and a bit more...
Different level of play.
It's a different level. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the finish is sublime from the edge of the box. You can see, like Paul said, you know, certainly in Potts' situation, he's got something there, you know.
He's got a bit of vision.
The manager's not going to bring him in straight away and make him captain if he doesn't believe that he's got something to offer, so...
He could have had egg on his face if he'd made him captain.
Correct.
And he didn't play well.
Correct. So he obviously trusts him, believes in him.
It doesn't matter what the result is now. He could turn around and say, my captain scored on his debut. So,
yeah, I suppose there is that.
And what a goal. What do you make of Brackley at the moment? I'm gonna jinx this good and proper now. Has Lloyd Allenson made a save yet?
No,
he's made one. I think
there was a shot on target, but he just stood there and went and caught it. It wasn't a...
That's pretty surprising, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
given our defensive record,
they don't look like a team who are challenging top five, but they are a typical Bracken team in that they are a big solid unit, but they don't look.
But I'm talking about. I'm trying to give credit here to our defence.
Absolutely, Priestley's been outstanding again. I don't know if you noticed O'Halloran. We've said he struggled in a two in the past, or certainly a left back. Have you noticed he's playing the right hand side of the two instead of Lindsay? And he's actually not. He's not let anything past him. Priestley's putting his head in some places where.
Well, O'Halloran's getting
other players.
O'Halloran's getting a lot of stick. Let's say on social media.
He's had
forums.
Some stick. Yeah,
he was in the team of the week last week in the paper.
But then Neil Reynolds was manager, so let's not.
He was Roy's man of the match for the two matches previous.
Yeah,
he's.
I think you overruled me at Gloucester and gave him man of the match at Gloucester when I didn't agree with you. I think you overruled me on that one. You did give him man of the match, yes.
But I also think Reynolds has worked on the shape a bit. And it was noticeable during the game. He was asking the likes of Donoghue to fill in. You know, when we've lost the ball, he has to drop back and fill
a
space.
We adapted really well because Murrah and Bedzie was... And Walker on the other side.
Yeah.
Very advanced wing-backs and also very strong wing-backs. And as soon as Mbedze was having a lot of time to pick a cross out for the first part of that first half, but towards the end, we had him covered.
Yeah, a few switches were made in terms of who was picking up who and where they were taking positions up.
Well, you saw Simone's dropping back, you saw Bannister dropping back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the difference.
Yeah, that's good, that.
And this is management, isn't it?
What?
This is management.
Who? What's that word?
You don't do things like that. What are you talking about?
Susie Dent. You can't come here with words like that.
It won't. It won't last.
He's not Susie Dent, trust me.
All right, Paul. Yeah. Okay. Woodzo, any closing thoughts before you go?
Just a couple of reminders.
We'll win the game.
thank you to Woodzo for joining us at half time. Much appreciated. We'll be hearing from Woodzo again at half time against Alfreton. And just to say, we're on North Manchester FM on Tuesday, so no swearing.
At least make it seasonal.
Paul, just before we get back to men's football, women's football returns to SC Radio tomorrow. Stockport County against FC United at Woodley Sports, Stockport Sports Village.
Yes, I would recommend to anybody who's not watched the women, come and watch us tomorrow. It's a match between two sides who've got 100% records, who are both scoring goals for fun, and it's a battle between two great goal scorers. We've got Jess Battle on our side, and we've got Chloe Mapp playing for Stockport, and it's going to be quite a shootout.
And we'll have full coverage here on FC Radio if you can't make it in person, Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock. And as we said, FC Live will be returning on Tuesday night for FC United against Alfreton Town. And thank you.
We've been accused of fudge on the radio in the past.
Oh, nice that.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you to the Amateur Army for donating that fudge. And me eating a fudge now while I'm on air. You won't get James Quinn doing this. You notice when food arrives, James Quinn always tuts because he doesn't eat it. So just eat it. No one will hold it against you if you suddenly start commentating and eating a tuna butter.
It might end up on a show reel.
I'm a bothered.
Half-time scores elsewhere. Altrincham 1, Aston United 0. It's 0-0 between Boston and Hereford. Also 0-0 between Bradford Park Avenue and Chorley. Chester 1, 10-man Alfreton 2. Guiseley 0, Kidderminster 0. 10-man Leamington 0, Darlington 2. Southport 0, Blyth Spartans 0. Spennymoor 0, Curzon Ashton 0. Nuneaton a 1-0 up at Edgeley Park against Stockport County. Telford 0, York 1. And here at Broadhurst Park, it's FC United and Manchester 1, Brackley Town 0. What needs to happen in the second half, Roy? I mean, it's a tricky scoreline, 1-0, especially when you're in the relegation zone, beating the team in the playoffs. I mean, what do you
all
go for?
All you need
it,
to do is just listen. Just have a natural pride about your own efforts that you put into a game, and if you put the 100% in that you should put in through a natural pride, then you can't ask it any more. If things and fortune goes against you, a referee's decision or a little incident, then you hold your hands up, don't you? But FC are doing well against a Brackley team that look very dangerous, you know. So if they just carry on doing that 100%, you know, win, lose or draw, you can't ask for more than that.
Well, the teams are now back out onto the pitch and doing a little warm up there, and FC United 1-0 up here at Broadhurst Park as it's starting to the temperature's starting to drop. One thing I like to talk about before the game kicks, the second half kicks off, is the giddyometer. It's been a bit giddy on social media and forums this past week. Everyone's been impressed with Neil Reynolds' interviews, and it's a decent crowd here this afternoon as well.
I think there's always a feel-good factor when you get a new manager, and there's always a hope that he's going to turn things around, but the win at Kidderminster has probably taken a bit of the pressure off, I think. If we'd gone into this game without a win for a while, it might have been more difficult, but there is a problem of winning at Broadhurst that they've got to master. And that's something, I mean, we've not won there since April.
In the league. And the only team we have beat is Colne.
And it's something that we really have to get a grip on if we're going to climb the table.
Mm. Well, you know, your home ground should be your fortress, shouldn't it? And I get back to the...
Never has been here.
No, but it's down to a work ethic.
26-1, 27 lost before today.
It's down to work ethic and, you know, personal pride in what you actually put into a football game. Well, as a player.
Second half now underway here at Broadhurst Park. FC United 1-0 up. It's Allinson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Priestley, Potts, Simoes, Wallen, Mansell, Donoghue and Bannister. And Priestley getting the ball clear there, and Brackley instantly on the attack here, and O'Halloran gets the ball clear. It hits Priestley and he's still in FC United's penalty area. Thompson doesn't really deal with it. Enty's there putting the pressure on, but Thompson eventually clears the ball as far as Simoes, who's pushing the back there, but referee says play on for the first time in the game, and cleared there by Potts. Out of play it goes for a throw-in,
and Potts is quite capable on his left side or his right side. You know, he's made a couple of crossfield passes with his left peg, but he took that that goal of his with his right foot.
Well, in infield the ball comes now. It's with Armson twisting and turning, looking for options, and back it goes to the halfway line now for Brackley, out to this left hand side to Franklin forward to Walker. The first time pass is cleared by O'Halloran. Out of play it is just in front of the home dugout here.
Tails are up a little bit here with Brackley. You can see, you know, the way they're trying to force a little bit of a speedy counter attack there.
Well, they have to get back in the game, don't they? And
exactly.
they are the team high in the division. So, well, Mansell here shielding the ball. In fact, that's Wallen, who loses out though there, and it's now out to Walker on this left hand side. Walker moving forward towards the byline, he goes, crosses this ball in. Priestley with an awkward diving header. It's a bit of a 50p head that, but it was effective.
Hurt himself as well.
I'm not surprised. I don't think you could bend your neck at a right angle like that. But it's going to be a corner to Brackley. 2 minutes on the clock in the second half. Brackley trailing by 1-0. Corner to the team in yellow. Going to be an in-swinger. And it's going to be Shane Byrne to take it. In it comes towards the back post.
Oh!
Allinson's gone down there. Sure. He looks like he was impeded.
He's given a foul.
Well, actually, it was a weird... I know it's a foul, but the header went straight to Allinson, who was on the floor.
Just as well Allinson was on the floor.
And, well, free kick given there to FC United. Just introducing my son to Fudge for the first time. Seems to enjoy it.
Lovely jubbly.
Next stop, diabetes. O'Halloran clears it.
Is that the Welsh centre forward?
It was, yeah. He was,
I've never seen that in Thornton's.
Four caps, now playing at Barry. Fall from grace, if you will, Roy. Tragic tale. And the sandwiches have arrived.
Oh,
welcome everyone to Test Match Special here on FC Radio. And well, O'Halloran's been fouled there, and referee's seen it. Jeffers was the man doing the fouling there on FC United centre back. And keepers the shout. I love main stand banter like that.
Put it there.
Lloyd Arnson with this free kick midway into FC United's half. Arnson takes it. Long ball down the right hand side. Headed clear. Second ball picked up by Potts. Potts with a first time pass over the top. Headed clear though. And Brackley get the ball out. But this ball's going to fall to Wallen. Wallen now out to the left hand side. Finds Thompson. Thompson takes a touch. Crosses this ball in. Just over the head there of Mansell. And there we go. Is that tuna and cheese? Tuna and cucumber. Anyway, here's O'Halloran now. O'Halloran infield, just behind Wallen there. And Brackley bring the ball out with Armson. Armson with a first time pass over the top there. Preece is covering as Entis putting the pressure on. But Preece does well. And here's Thompson now. Thompson over the halfway line he goes. On the left hand side. Finds Donoghue. First time pass. Finds Samoes. Samoes back inside where Donoghue probably should have been. But it was cleared. I was saying, Samoes has got a bit of Veron about him in the fact he's always thinking two steps ahead of everyone else at the moment. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Good. Sorry, I forgot you were eating. I'll turn you down. Anyway, so free kick taken, but the referee's not happy with where it's been taken from. It's a free kick to FC United. As we've got 5 minutes on the clock in the second half. FC winning by 1-0. Preece is taking this just a yard or so inside his own half on his left foot, and that's beyond everyone, and out of play goes for a goal kick to Brackley. Bit disappointing that one. And all the games now back underway in the second half in the National League North. And Danny Lewis being cheered on there by the SMRE. O'Halloran's under it, wins that header. It's a good header towards Mansell. Mansell shields that ball well. He's always on the back foot though there. It's good defending from Connor Hall. It's going to be a throw in though to Brackley on the halfway line, taken quickly. And here's Byrne now. Byrne in the centre circle, got Donoghue for company. Byrne plays the ball square to Armson. And back it goes to Dean. Dean now over the halfway line, plays the ball forward, headed clear there by Thompson. And SC United win the ball back in midfield. Here's Samoes now. Samoes over the halfway line, beats one man, still with the ball. Samoes still going forward, finds Mansell on the edge of the box. Mansell with a shot, good defending. He should have released that shot a bit sooner there, Roy.
He should have done that, definitely.
Ball came to him there. Great run from Samoes, and just slots the ball across the 18-yard line, and maybe should have just taken it just that little bit early, like he was talking about. And but we've got a corner now, haven't we? So let's see if we can make something of it.
Samoes has got that low centre of gravity run, hasn't it?
It's, yeah,
elusive.
It's good to watch. We've got 51 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. FC United 1-0 up. It's a corner to FC. FC attacking this SMRE end of the pitch in this second half. It's Donoghue to take it from the main stand side. He takes it short to Senior. Senior, a first hand crossing. It's cleared on the near post though. Thompson there on the halfway line gets the ball back for FC United. He's looking to launch this ball forward, and he does. Flicked on there by Mbedze, and it's back with him. I'll turn you down now, Paul, if that's okay. No one likes to hear our statistician munching away there on a tuna butty with cucumber.
Why?
Here's Byrne. Well, some people do.
We've been here for a while now, you know.
I know.
You know, through dinner time and what have you.
It's a long tradition here on SC Radio. Nice ball over the top there by Dean, and Preece is on the wrong side of his man. Enty now, he's looking to cross his ball in, and he keeps the ball in from that byline, but it's cleared by Priestley. Finds Donoghue. Donoghue's touch is cut out though by Dean, and once again.
Right, the referee, the linesman's flagged, saying that Priestley had been fouled, his feet taken away from him, and the referee's pulled it back after about 30 yards of play and about 10 passes.
Well, Unlove's coming on for Brackley. Jeffers coming off, and it's going to be a free kick. It's going to be a free kick to FC United inside their own half, inside their own penalty area, actually. And Boston are taking the lead. Boston are 1-0 up now against Hereford. which is a scoreline which suits us, I believe, Paul. It just drags another team in. And, well, it's those... And, oh, another substitution, Matt Lowe on. Who else went on there?
Number 12, Matt Lowe and Lee Undlove.
Who's the other player who went off, Paul? Sorry, I've turned you down. Who was it?
And T came off.
Right. So, change up front for Brackley. And... instantly Brackley now on the attack over on that right hand side, and look at the red shirts there putting the pressure on, but the Brackley player does well over on that right hand side, and I'm not sure who it is actually.
That's Unlove.
Unlove, right, okay, thanks Roy. It looked like a 10 from here. It's a corner to Brackley. I think Brackley did need to make that change up front because they've not really put Allington under any pressure in this
not been a great threat, has there?
But here comes a corner from the right hand side now, in it comes towards the penalty area, the ball goes and it beats everyone, and is it going to roll out of play for a goal kick to FC United? It is indeed, and 55 minutes on the clock, score remains 1-0.
But we also have a number 12 on for Brackley as well, in Matt Lowe for someone.
Yeah, that was for Jeffers. So both forwards have gone off.
The attendance is 1858 today.
And Priestley clears that ball. Bedze wins the header into midfield, the ball goes, flicked on though there, and there's Lowe turns, cut out by O'Halloran, but second ball picked up by Brackley, back it goes to Lowe on the edge of the box though here, he's going to line up a shot comes in.
Ooh.
Beats everyone, and that wasn't Lowe, my apologies, it was Armson. James Armson,
yeah.
And that was the first serious opportunity that Brackley have had, Paul.
Yeah, we just got caught out a bit there on our maybe on our heels, and when the pass was made, Namson was able to get into the box and really had a chance to pick his spot there, but pulled it wide.
Well, Armson's actually gone from midfield now and he's joined Unlove up front, so Lowe's gone into midfield.
He is one of their leading goal scorers, Armson.
No, but he's got a bit of stature about him, hasn't he, Paul?
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously value his contributions up there.
Well, a bit of head tennis going on here over on this right hand side. Donoghue to Bannister. Bannister can't bring under control, but he's chasing that ball and he wins the clearance war there, and the ball's going to get towards Lewis, who does well.
Good attitude by Bannister.
And here is Connor Hall now with possession for the team in yellow. Long ball played forward. Senior lets it go over his head because O'Halloran was covering. O'Halloran now, back it goes to Lloyd Allenson, who clears it first time over the halfway line. Is Mansell going to win that battle with Hall? Hall wins the battle, but nearly finds Donoghue, and that's a nice ball there from Potts. Finds Bannister infield, he comes from the right hand side, plays the ball back out to the right hand side to Senior, crosses, he's charged down but wins the ball back. Senior though, he's got a bit of pressure on there from Walker, and out of play it goes. It's a throw into FC. FC not really created much in the second half thus far.
No, but Brackley have upped the ante, haven't they, a little bit. They've come out with a set intention to up the pace.
That's a good turn from Donoghue. Donoghue crosses the ball in and it beats everyone, but Thompson's going to keep it in play over on that left-hand side now. Thompson on his right foot crosses that ball in towards Mansell.
Corner ball.
He has given a corner. I thought I heard a whistle then. It's a corner to FC United.
Yeah, chance to... I noticed FC on the previous corner tried a little set play that involved Joel Senior, who, to be honest, messed it up and didn't actually put the ball into the box. So let's see if it works again, because he's definitely free. Right, he's been picked up by Arnson now.
Well, 12 minutes on the clock in the second half. Donoghue with this corner. FC 1-0 up. In it comes from Donoghue towards the back post area. O'Halloran's there. So's Priestley. It's cleared off the line. I don't think it was going to go in. But it was, I think it was heading wide, but it was cleared nonetheless. And now Thompson with possession for FC United on the halfway line. First time ball forward towards Mansell. It's headed clear, only as far as Bannister.
Oh,
Bannister's touch was poor. And now Brackley on the attack. Brackley now out to his left hand side with Walker. Walker, good defending there from Bannister. The deflection though, he's putting the pressure on Senior. And Senior's clearance is charged down. It's going to be a throw in to FC.
I thought Senior might have used his keeper there, to be honest.
Yeah, could have done quite easily. Seems to bring his own problems on it, him, Senior. He dwells on the ball, maybe thinks he can do a little bit more with it than what he's capable of.
Well, Senior with this throw-in, deep inside his own half. The header's won by Franklin. And forward it go. Oh my God. I thought, is there a sniper in the ground? The way he went down then was ridiculous. And you can probably hear the yelp from here. Unit lost. Anyway.
And someone in that far corner just put 5.9 on.
It's a free kick anyway to Brackley. I don't even think it was a foul at all. But it's Shane Byrne with this free kick. About 18 yards or so from the corner of FC United's penalty area infield. In it comes from Byrne. And well, Thompson got out of the way of that cross rather than dealing with it. Eventually FC United do get it clear to Franklin. Franklin's facing the wrong way. He's under pressure from Donoghue. But back it goes to Lewis in the Brackley goal. He takes a couple of touches. Sorry, Roy. And now it's with Lowe. Lowe plays the ball through there to Unlove. It's cleared only as far there as Walker. And FC United trying to win this ball back, but that's good stuff there from the substitute for Brackley. Clearing six pots. And again, another player going down like he's just been sniped.
Same one, actually.
Well, Matt Lowe is he's going to get a reputation if he's not careful. But it's a free kick to Brackley, 3 yards in from the byline, 2 yards out of the penalty area. This is a dangerous position, this, for FC United to deal with. 15 minutes gone in this second half. FC United defending a 1-0 lead. Brackley with this free kick. Burnie's there, as is Glenn Walker. And everyone heading towards the goal line. In it comes, it's taken short, shot comes in. It took a little nick on the way as well, and it's into the top corner, and Brackley have got an equaliser.
It looks like Matt Lowe.
Well, the man who actually won the free kick, and it was won, there was no way on earth it was a free kick, but Brackley got the equaliser, and the challenge is on now.
You could see what they'd done. It was a set play. Byrne was shouting to the players to get into the box and edge into the box. The actual scorer was James Aronson, but they all got into the box, and what he did was he set the ball back for an on-running player to just strike it in first time.
Well,
well worked.
1-0 the score now here at Broadhurst Park. Senior with a ball played forward towards Mansell. Finds Donoghue with that flick on. Donoghue's just about dispossessed though there, and the ball's going to break to Thompson. Thompson now moving infield with it, plays the ball into space towards Mansell. The ball breaks back to Thompson. Thompson now on the edge of the box. He's surrounded by yellow shirts. The clearance is going to bounce in favour of Donoghue. No, Lewis did well though there, and
he's going to stop the game for an injury.
Well, FC United, as I was saying earlier, they've not really created much in this opening 15 minutes of the second half. They might need an a bit of impetus like that to wake them up a bit.
Yeah, I would say so. To be honest, I mean, they've got a little bit of a break here now, but...
A fudge break.
a fudge break.
Thank you, Rod.
And did you notice that I gave...
Oh, you gave like, Paul your last one.
That was like giving my last rollo away.
You have got a ham butter there, though.
Oh, cheers, mate. Not the same as fudge, though, is it?
No, not.
They've upped the ante, to be honest, this second half, haven't they, Brackley? And they've took the game to FC.
Substitutions have helped as well.
Yeah, and it's up to FC to react to those changes and that up in pressure and up in tempo to match it. So, you know, that's how it is in football. Get on with it and get up with it.
Well, we've got a drop ball, but I don't think it's going to be contested. And just to give you some latest scores from elsewhere, Altrincham are now 2-0 up against Ashton United. We never mentioned before, but good luck to Sam Tatham, who's gone, I think, on dual reg to Marine. So good luck to him. Joining Sam Baird, who's on dual reg at the moment at Drawsdom. And it's going to be an uncontested drop ball. Mansell plays the ball back to Danny Lewis in the Brackley goal. Boston now 2-0 up against Hereford as well. Is another later score from the National League North. And the temperature's dropped big time here. And someone chose not to wear a jumper. Stupid, Ben. Stupid. It's a free kick midway into FC United's half. O'Halloran takes it quickly. He's senior now. back in first field to Potts. Potts to Wallen. To Senior. Back it goes to Lloyd Allenson, who clears it. High in the air, the ball goes. Mansell's got to get underneath that ball and find Samoes. Samoes is dispossessed, though, there. Second ball picked up. Here's Wallen now. Wallen looking out towards his left-hand side. Finds Bannister. Bannister's touch. He's surrounded by yellow shirts. Bannister keeps the ball, crosses the ball in. Just behind Mansell, the ball goes. It breaks to Donoghue. Donoghue can't bring the ball down, and it's cleared. Potts, though. Potts with the ball now for FC United. He checks inside with it. Potts still with the ball. Crosses the ball out. Thompson's there, wins the header.
Whoa.
Nice great. Little good save, though, there from the goalkeeper. But good stuff from FC.
It was a nice little pattern of play, that. And again, once again, all created by Michael Potts.
Well, Wallen and Potts have been a bit quiet in this opening 15 minutes, and that's...
Yeah,
you,
but
you
in
need
the
them to...
But to be honest, in the first half, they were finding little clicks and little passing scenarios between one another, obviously, because they've played with one another, yeah. And they did that again there, so...
Oh, that's a nice turn, though, on that right-hand side, and now Brackley looking dangerous, yeah. And Lowe has gone down again. And he's wearing a T-shirt and gloves. Oh no!
How could you stoop so low?
No, can't be doing with it. Free kick to Brackley. 20 minutes gone in this second half, and at the moment, FC and Brackley are creating these set pieces, and another opportunity for Brackley to put the pressure on FC United here. It's just to not too far from the corner of FC United's penalty area on the right hand side.
And we was talking about, like, you know, the size of the players prior to the game, you know. Brackley being a lot bigger unit, and Lowe, who they've brought on, he's got to be 6'3" himself, so goes down a little bit easy, doesn't he?
Is that when he stood up?
Yeah.
There's a lot of him to go down.
He keeps shouting timber as he's going, though.
Cross comes in from Byrne, it's a back post cross, and it right to the 6-yard box the ball goes, but that's good stuff from Mansell. Anywhere will do, out of play for a corner. Oh, Brackley turning the screw here. And is Walker going to take this corner quickly? No, he opts to wait for Byrne instead. And are they going to take it quickly? Nope. And Walker leaves it for Byrne to take this. And, still toying with the idea of taking it short. But Byrne instead opts to cross this ball into the near post. Potts has to track back there. And he did well to win that header.
Yeah, good cover at the front post area. He's a great outlet.
And it's taken short. Byrne with a cross again. Potts wins the header on the near post. Now can Samoes launch a one-man counter-attack here? No, he's cut out well there from Armson, who plays the ball over the top. In fact, it wasn't Armson, it was Adam Walker.
I was going to say Glenn Walker's a great outlet for releasing the pressure on Brackley. If he gets stuck, the ball just goes up down this left-hand side, and he just latches onto it, holds the play up and waits for support.
Allenson clears good his ball. Lines, and it's a nice ball out to the left hand side to Thompson forward, it goes to Bannister, and Bannister decides to do a low and crumble under a little nudge there from Mbedze, and it's a free kick to FC United just inside the half. Hold that radio crew, the new boss on the touchline, is he Margie-esque or Chaddy-esque? He's Renault-esque, really. He's doing his own thing.
There's no hands in the pockets, no. I can tell you that. And he doesn't actually stand in the technical area. He's much more towards the touchline.
He's more mobile.
I think he's trying to get in the SMR, isn't he?
Potts plays the ball to Bannister. Bannister tries to find Donoghue. Thompson wins the ball back, but it breaks and it's cleared there by Byrne. Difficult one to deal with, this for O'Halloran. He has to take a touch and play the ball back to Allenson. Allenson plays a simple pass out to Wallen. Wallen finds O'Halloran. Been putting the pressure there from Unlove, but it's played forward. Nice ball from O'Halloran. Finds Donoghue. Donoghue plays out to the left-hand side to find Bannister. Bannister now, he's got Mbedze in front of him. Bannister comes in field with it. Leaves it for Donoghue. Donoghue back out to the left-hand side to Thompson. Back infield to Bannister. Ball's trapped under his foot, though, and it's cleared. And now Lowe bringing the ball out. Stays on his feet long enough to keep the ball. And he's dispossessed. And now Potts with possession for FC United. All the way back to Lloyd Allenson in the FC goal. Allenson clears the ball just above the head there of Donoghue. Donoghue gets the ball back from Potts to Thompson, back to Potts. Potts on the halfway line now, moving into Brackley's half for FC United. Plays it out to the left hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue crosses this ball in. Who's going to get that ball? Well, the goalkeeper. Ooh. Had to palm it over the bar.
Yeah, he did. to be honest, he had to reset himself in his footing and had to backtrack a little bit there because it was sneaking on, you know, just underneath the bar, and he got two hands to it, whipped it over, and it's a corner now being taken by Donoghue for FC United.
24 minutes gone in this second half. It's 1-1 here between FC United and Brackley Town. Donoghue to take this from the main stand side. Donoghue, in it comes, he takes it short, finds Senior on the edge of the box. Senior, his cross again is fluffed, and now a counter attack for Brackley. And well, Thompson's very isolated there, and it's a good job he got to that ball, because Brackley were through if he wasn't. And O'Halloran wins that ball back, and now Simoes turns. Simoes, surrounded by yellow shirts, breaks out and finds Bannister, and the referee brings it back.
Yeah, there was a foul on Simoes.
Yeah, there was. So it's a free kick to FC United, midway into Brackley's half.
Looks like there could also be a substitution for FC as well.
And it's going to be Wallen to take this. Substitute bench is Palinkas, Briley, Crawford, Bongwonga and Perrin, substitute goalkeeper. But the immediate thoughts turn to this free kick. Josh Wallen with it, lofts it in, and it's just over there to pre-save. Good pace on that though.
Decent delivery. Just misjudgment with the two runs at the back post area. They never got off the feet.
10 man Leamington 2, Darlington 2. Great game there.
Oh.
And Stockport got an equaliser. 1-1 now against Dunedin.
It is Crawford coming on when he's ready.
And goal kick taken by Danny Lewis.
Might be Bannister coming off.
Priestley wins that header, and Wallen plays out to Senior. Senior now moving forward on this right hand side. Ball played to Donoghue. Donoghue to Simoes. Simoes turns. Simoes now goes one way, goes another, leaves it for Senior. Senior now heading towards the byline, still with possession. Senior crosses that ball in. Corner. Starting to win the corners here, Paul. I mean, what are we on now?
It's six apiece now.
And corner to FC United. Donoghue to take this. 20 minutes left to play. 1-1 the score. And are we going to whip this ball in for a change? The last two have not really troubled Brackley. Good noise from the SMRE this afternoon. In it comes from Donoghue towards the back post. Who's on it? Priestley's
Priestley.
Save back to Priestley. Cleared.
Good save by the goalkeeper there, Lewis. Had to get down low to his right at the foot of the post and just scooped it away.
Well, volume. Potts now back with the ball on the halfway line. Potts now pings the ball into the penalty area just beyond Donoghue. Bannister can't get to that second ball. The ball is cleared. Simoes leaves it for Wallen, and now here's Senior. Senior now back to Wallen. Wallen takes the touch, got Potts to his left hand side, finds Priestley on the edge of the centre circle. Priestley now out towards the left hand side, finds Thompson. Thompson forward to Donoghue, leaves it for Thompson. Thompson now Bannister, his flick on is to no one in particular, and Brackley get the ball clear, but Potts nearly won it, but Unlove wins it instead. And now ball played infield just behind Lowe. Senior tracking back, wins the ball. O'Halloran there finds Potts, but Potts gives the ball away, and now Brackley are on attack here, and this is ominous. Here's Lowe.
A
big let off for FC United. Big let off.
Two missed passes there by Potts, you know, in that midfield area, and caused a lot of problems for FC in defence there. To be honest, the kid Lowe tried to open his body up there after the pass from Glenn Walker. He tried to get it into him, but couldn't open his body up enough to actually get a good bit of shape to find that far post and hit the side netting at the near post.
Well, substitution for FC United, Jack Bannister off, Jamal Crawford on. And Crawford's going out to this right-hand side. I think we are mixing it up a bit. I think we're going 4-4-2, ladies and gentlemen, at home. And O'Halloran's got to win that header, and does. And wins the header again. Back it goes. O'Halloran, he's pushed in the back there from Unlove. And the referee actually is giving offside.
Well, the referee could have played on there, couldn't he? You know, it's gone back to the goalkeeper. Why is the need to stop this play?
I think it's so he can have a breather.
Yeah, most probably a play.
Free kick taken by O'Halloran, headed clear there by Connor Hall. Senior wins the ball, but it's back to Walker, who clears it. Crawford cuts it out. Yeah, so Samoes and Mansour going up front, and actually is it three at the back, three in midfield now? I can't wear this out, my head hurts. Roy, you help. It's 4-4-2, isn't it? Donoghue on the left.
It's 4-4-2. Yeah.
Thanks. Here's Gareth Dean now. Out towards the right hand side he goes to Marouane Bedze, who plays the ball forward. And, well, Armstrong was onside there, and Lowe goes down again. And in fact, by going down, he hits the arm of a player right in the face. That'll teach you. Here's Potts now. Potts finds Thompson. Thompson over the halfway line he goes. Plays the ball infield, finds Donoghue. Donoghue turns. Senior on the overlap, here's Wallen now. Wallen finds Senior on this right hand side. Senior takes a touch, crosses the ball into the back post. Donoghue's there, saved, and the second ball finds Mansell. Back out to Thompson. Thompson now on the edge of the box, keeps the ball, and now out to the left hand side, finds Donoghue. Donoghue crosses this ball in. That's a poor cross from FC United's number 10, and that's a big let off. But good stuff there from FC United, stretching Brackley. Coming up to 16 minutes of normal time here at Broadhurst Park. 1-1 the score.
We've got problems with Brackley. We've beaten them in the first ever meeting 2 years ago, but since then it's been four defeats and a draw.
Well, the game at the moment is on a bit of a knife edge, to be fair. It could go either way. And it's Danny Lewis to take this goal kick for Brackley. It's a good goal kick, that. A lot of fizz on that one. And O'Halloran clears it, finds Potts. Potts turns, leaves two yellow shirts there in midfield. Potts now plays the ball for Jamal Crawford and Mansell to chase. Connor Hall's been put under pressure there. His clearance is going to find Wallen. Wallen finds Mansell. Mansell can't find Samoes, and the ball played back to Lewis, who has to clear it first time. O'Halloran lets the ball bounce out of play. It goes for a throw into FC United. Bold move though there from Neil Reynolds to change the formation, Roy.
It was, and to be honest, he's gone with the momentum of the play. While FC have actually got that momentum, he's trying to utilise it.
Well, here's Hall now on the ball for Brackley, just inside his own half. Another substitution coming imminent for FC United, imminently rather. And Hall plays the ball forward, cut out by Senior. Senior now finds Wallen. Finds Crawford. Crawford now checks inside. Good first touch from Crawford. Crawford's in field.
Oh,
that's a nasty challenge.
That's a booking.
At least. It was one of those nasty challenges that goes to the Achilles as he's standing on it. And I don't, that's.
You know what? If.
Connor Hall was
you
a player,
have had,
by the way.
Yeah, if you could have had an in-betweeny card, then that was an amber.
That's a sin bin in if the orange card
came
in. That's
the kind of challenge that really riles players, doesn't it?
Because it's just a nasty one, because that's how you pull your tendon, isn't it?
Well, for me, you've got a yellow card and you've got a red card that's off. That's like an amber in between the two, isn't it?
Well, it's a free kick to FC United. Jamal Crawford there with a cracking first touch to win that free kick.
And a great attacking run as well, right at the heart of them.
Mike Potts to take this. It's about 15 yards outside the penalty area. We've got 14 minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park. He's going to whip this in towards the far post, I'd imagine. In it comes. It is whipped in towards the far post. And it's kept in play over on that far side by O'Halloran, by the corner flag. O'Halloran, he's got in Bedsey there for company. And the ball breaks, and a cross comes in from Thompson, and it's headed clear. The second ball is going to be picked up by Samoes. Samoes now on the right-hand side. Crosses this ball into the back post. The keeper was nowhere near that then.
Keeper didn't have a clue where the back post was, and just as he turned, run right into it.
He was a lucky man there.
More balls like that. He doesn't like them, does he?
Just keep the pressure on them. You know, they've got the impetus now.
It's like Brackley going to make a change.
Their final substitution. Telford have got an equaliser. Telford 1, York 1. Stockport are now taking the lead against Nuneaton, 2-1, and Nuneaton are down to 10 men. So for the third weekend on the trot, we've got three red cards in the National League North, at least. And, well, that flick on there nearly finds Walker. Instead, Wallen plays the ball over the top there for Mansell to chase. Cleared by Hall. Out of play for a throw-in. And, well, you can tell where the impetus is. Renault wants that throw-in taken quickly, and his Senior now with this throw-in to Wallen. Back to Senior on this right-hand touchline. Attack, attack, attack is the call. Forward to Mansell. Mansell finds Crawford on this right-hand touchline again. Crawford has to play the ball back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays it out to Priestley. Priestley now, just inside his own half on the left-hand side. Forward it goes. Here's Donoghue on the left-hand side. Donoghue's facing the wrong way and got Bedze for company. And Priestley's clearance is charged down. Potts wins the ball back, though. Potts now on the halfway line for FC United. Potts, he keeps on holding that ball for too long.
Game, yeah.
And Love now with possession. Got Samoes hassling him, got Potts hassling him, and it's a good pressing from FC, but Brackley have got the throw in on the halfway line, and it's going to be a substitution for Brackley, and it's going to be Connor Franklin coming off.
Luke Fairlamb coming on.
Fairlamb on.
Substitution for FC United, replacing and, number 9,
Lewis
Mansell, is number
6. Lewis Mansell coming off. For FC United, and Bongwanga is coming on. So Fairlamb coming on as well. So Bongwanga on for FC United, and Fairlamb on for Brackley. And
Franklin's not been meant today.
Well done. The joke was more mutton than lamb, Paul.
Well, Fairlamb came on for him.
And, well, Potts trying to bring that ball down, but Brackley win the ball back. And Brackley now on the attack. And, well, Potts can't win that ball. It's still with Armson. Armson now on the right-hand side. Goes towards the byline. Cross comes in. And that's a strange, strange header there. And wide it goes.
I'm just looking at Potts in the centre of midfield. And to me, it looks as though he's just struggling a little bit with his fitness levels. He's blowing a lot, seems to be struggling to actually keep hold of that ball, and when they actually break away from him, the Brackley players, he's struggling to keep up with them. So
well, it's a step up,
it is a step up, and it's a learning curve for him as well. But he's had an excellent performance. He's got beat again there.
Well, here's Armson now. Armson into FC United's half. He goes with the ball out towards the right-hand side. Is Low now for the team in yellow. Low comes in field, plays it back to Armson. Armson lines up a shot. And Nuneaton have got an equaliser. 10-man Nuneaton got an equaliser at Stockport County. 2-2.
Jim's going to be happy, isn't he?
Embarrassing.
I mean, Nuneaton are a challenge for any side, because all that squad, the backs against the wall, aren't they?
Yeah, so yeah.
I visualise some of the Stockport fans streaming out already.
Well, we've got 9 minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park, and 1-1 the score here, as the crowd's announced, at 1,858 here at Broadhurst Park. It's freezing as well.
Is that?
Head of one there from Gareth Dean. Forward it goes. O'Halloran clears it. High in the air. The ball goes. Who's under it? Wallen's under it, and plays a nice pass there to find Crawford. Nice touch from Crawford. Crawford still with possession. Oops. And then falls over. Oh, he's doing so well there. But now Brackley on the attack with Armson. Plays the ball forward to Unlove, who's not blessed with much pace, Unlove, is
he? Oh, he is. He's got a good
holding it back a bit, was he?
Yeah,
though?
He's got a good bit of strength. What he was trying to do is trying to see which way influence the direction that O'Halloran was going to actually go out, and he read it well. He was waiting for him to go out to his left-hand side.
And Potts wins that ball back, and here's Thompson now. Thompson, Samoes leaves it. Here's Bongwanga there, and now Samoes nearly breaks forward. And the ball is cleared, only as far as Senior. Senior now plays the ball back to Allinson. Allinson clears it. Where's this game going to go? 1-1 the score currently. O'Halloran clears the ball just over the head of Samoes, and O'Halloran clears it again, and Samoes, if he could bring this ball out to the left hand side, there are options over on the left hand side. Instead, he brings the ball in field. Not the way to go, but Bongwanga now on the ball, and that's a nice pass out to his right hand side. Finds Crawford, Senior for support, and that opens up a space here for Wallen. Wallen now twisting and turning, looking for a ball. He tries to find a through ball there, just beyond Senior.
Yay!
Oh, Renault, Andy Davies.
His footwork let him down.
And that's the second loudest cheer of the afternoon.
I thought he was going for the pen.
That was like watching Low, wasn't it?
Well, Senior with his throw-in. Bongwanga now. And, well, a bit turned into team of the week all of a sudden on Granada reports. But ball's brought down now by Matt Lowe, and that's good tracking back there from Wallen. Wins the ball. O'Halloran finds Potts. Injection of pace here from FC United. O'Halloran now with possession. Back it goes to Lloyd Allenson. Allenson clears it first time. Who's under this ball? Bong Wonga's there, but doesn't win the heading. In fact, he's coming from an offside position. Free kick to Brackler.
I'll tell you what, he's having trouble with them shorts. That's a definite. Keeps trying to pull them down. They're a very tight fit. They look as though they've been sprayed on.
He's a big unit, isn't he?
He is a big unit.
Bong Wonga. And it's going to be a free kick.
There's nothing more to say about that.
A free kick now to Brackley. Danny Lewis to take this. Not far from the centre circle. Played forward, high in the air, towards FC United's penalty area. And boom. It's cleared by Potts. Header one there. Ooh, by Hall.
Space
and they're low, lining up a shot there from distance, but it's charged down, and here's Thompson now. Thompson finds Wallen, and Wallen turns to the halfway line. It goes.
Good
heavy touch
lad.
There. And out of play it goes for a throw-in to FC United on the halfway line, on the left-hand side. 10 Manchester 2, 10 Man Alfreton 2. That's four sendings off in the National League North, but who's counting?
Well, somebody is.
And is Wallen now. Wallen on the left-hand side. Back it goes to Priestley. Priestley switches play to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now. Forward it goes, and that's a poor pass there from O'Halloran. And there's Unlove now. Unlove, and he's dispossessed by Potts, but keeps possession. And it's one of them where you can't really go in too much because referee will blow. Ball breaks now to Walker. Walker's facing out towards the left-hand side. Poor pass. Cut out by Thompson. Thompson's tucked, so he's poor. Here's Mbedze now. Mbedze looking out towards this left-hand side now. It's all happening, isn't it? Here's Fairlam. Fairlam infield with it. This game could go one way or the other. I don't think we're going to see a draw. We've got 5 minutes left to play here. Here's Byrne to Hall. Hall finds Walker. Walker on this left-hand side, got space to move into. Walker crosses this ball in. It's just beyond the head there of Armson. It's cleared only as far as Adam Walker. Walker lofts this ball in. Loads of room for Armson to turn, control it, line up a shot, and he volleys it over.
That little bit of pressure there came from Crawford, not needing to go into the pressure, and just hold his line and play the position, and he went in and basically left this right side of FC's wide open.
Here's Thompson now down the left hand side, and Donoghue can't win that battle there with Mbedze. And well, it's now low on the attack for Brackley over the halfway line. This game is wide open at the moment, and it's looking like Brackley are the ones in the ascendancy. Ball played through here to Armson. Armson, side netting.
Thank God.
I think he thought he'd scored.
I thought he'd scored. He should have scored.
Great run by Lowe from midfield areas. Went past about four of FC players as though they weren't even there. Good control all the way through. Got to the edge of the box. Just slid a nice left-footed shot pass into, I think it was
Armson.
And Armson took the shot for the near post and just scuffed the ball right across the front post netting.
Well, the score remains 1-1 as we've got 3 minutes or so left to play of normal time. Allenson with this goal kick. Headed clear, though. Headed straight back at you from Wallen. And that's good stuff there from Bong Wonga. And now here's Potts. Potts driving forward. There's a through ball there. Now he plays the ball out to the left-hand side.
Deliver.
Here's Thompson. Back to Potts. Oh, Potts, if you took a touch there and gone down.
It was absolutely cream-crackered there. He took all his time to get into the box there. He was so tired at the end of it. You can see him. Look at his body. His body language is telling you he's tired.
And well, someone's removed their gloves.
Yeah, it's Lowe's, isn't it?
Yeah, because he suddenly realised I'm wearing a t-shirt. Why the hell am I wearing gloves as well? It's a goal kick to Brackley. Maybe it's to keep his hands clean for when he goes on the floor.
Either that or he's already done the bank job.
Well, it's a throw in to Brackley just in front of the away dugout here. In the main stand side, and it's now with Walker. Plays the ball to Byrne. Byrne now to Dean. Dean plays the ball forward, and that's good defending, but the ball breaks to the other Walker, Adam Walker. Back it goes to Mbedze. He plays a long ball over the top, though, there. It's a bit of a mess in the back four. And, well, that deflects the clearance there. It's not a shot, Paul. You can't have that, can you?
No.
But it's back with Lloyd Allenson. More to the point. 2 minutes left to play. Boston now 3-1 up against Hereford. That's an interesting ball forward there. And it's comfortable in the end for Danny Lewis.
It was. And his big unit. A big unit.
And...
I think the next 5 minutes, everybody's going to be at it here. FC and Brackley, they're both going to want to win this game and feel that they can both actually win it as well.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's going to be a draw, but we have got a minute or so left of normal time. Not seen the board yet for how long it's going to be added.
I should imagine it'll be about 3 minutes.
Senior with this throw-in. Bonwanwa wins that head on there. And Donoghue gets the ball. Donoghue now over the halfway line. He goes.
Yes,
Donoghue
well found.
Plays the ball to Thompson. Thompson touches a poor one. Very, very poor that from Thompson. But FC United still putting the pressure on. And that's a slice clearance there from Lewis. But might be fortunately gets to Fairlamb. But Senior wins the ball back. Senior now. And that ball's going to break to Crawford. Crawford, nice turn there. Crawford now into space. Oh, he's still with the ball. Crawford still with possession. Loses it. Ball breaks to Wallen. No, it doesn't. It breaks through a yellow shirt. And now there's a counter-attack here. And here's Lowe now over on that right-hand side. And that's good defending from Potts.
Great cover off Potts.
And he plays a nice pass forward there to Thompson, who's advanced. Thompson over the halfway line now. 30 seconds of normal time left. Here's Samoes. Samoes. Forward it goes. Oh, there's a slip there. Here's Donoghue on the left-hand side. Donoghue's cross is deflected. Donoghue still with possession and he wins a corner. Well, 15 seconds left of normal time, a corner to FC United. Is there a sting in the tail for Brackley in this game? 1-0 the score. Donoghue with a corner from the far side. It's going to be an in-swinger. All the big players coming up. 3 minutes of additional time here and it comes from Donoghue towards the near post. Priest is there. Punch clear. The ball's going to go back to Donoghue. Donoghue now plays it simply to Thompson on the corner of the box. Thompson crosses this ball in. Heady clear again. It breaks to Samoes on the edge of the box.
Strike it.
And now it's going to fall to Donoghue back on the left-hand side. Donoghue plays the ball back to Thompson on the edge of the box again. Thompson plays it behind Donoghue. And is that the sting of the attack gone here? But Donoghue still with possession. Heading out towards the corner flag. Back it goes to Thompson on that left-hand touchline. Thompson now crosses this ball in. Too close to the keeper, surely. No, it's headed clear. And Brackley trying to bring the ball out. That's not a free kick. That is not a free kick. That is... Oh.
I'm only laughing because I knew what your reaction would be.
It wasn't, though, was it, Roy? It was so lame.
Piece of fabrication, really.
Well, Matt Lowe, I tell you what, he must know every blade of grass by its first name down here, because
it's tasted been, every blade of grass.
I tell you.
Well, that's probably the end of the game for FC United's point of view, but Brackley have got this free kick now, as we're already into that second minute of added time of the free. Played forward, headed clear there by Thompson, and it's headed forward there by Lowe. He's on love now. Back it goes. Oh, it finds Burnley. He's walking now. Walk on the edge of the box.
Corner.
Shot goes wide.
That looked like a corner, that. Came off the back of a defender. Yeah, it is. It definitely came off the back of a FC defender. But 4 points out of the last two games. It's a start.
Another home game to come.
Yep.
Well, we've still got... a minute left of added time here if FC United can get the ball back, but it's referees has play on. Here's Senior now. Senior moving forward. He's got a run there for Bonwamba. He keeps the ball. Senior still with the ball. Lays off to Samoes. Who skies it.
Me.
Oh, that was his moment. What do you reckon, Roy?
Like I say, I just feel that you've got to look over the bigger picture, and 4 points from two games, it's a big plus, isn't it? So we've not been outplayed in this game against a team that's in the playoff positions. They've shown a really good account of themselves.
It's Potts now. We've got 20 seconds left here, so Potts still going. Plays the ball forward down the line here for Bonwanga to chase. Wins a throw in. And look at Neil Reynolds there, urging his side forward. FC United, the score is 1-1. It's a throw in to FC. And he's left it for Senior as the 3 minutes are up here. There's not much time left of this game. I think FC United are going to settle for the point. Throw in taken, cleared. And that is full time here. FC United, 1-1 draw here at Broadhurst Park against Brackley Town.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.